It's 78 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Data centers are rapidly spreading through Tennessee along with local resistance. At least 9 cities or counties have passed moratoriums on construction, and Nashville could be one of the next. The Planning Commission and Metro Council are considering new rules. Widespread resistance has been on display in recent weeks in response to 2 projects planned near the Nashville Zoo and at Fisk University. Nashville's NAACP President Timothy Hughes says companies and local officials need to provide more transparency about the projects and engage with the community.
It's very important for us to have this public dialogue. We've got to do it in communication with the environment and with the community in which it will reside, and not, you know, nothing about us should be without us.
Otherwise, he says, projects will continue to meet fierce resistance as people are left wondering how data centers affect them. A recent Gallup poll found that 7 in 10 Americans are opposed to AI data centers in their area. Nashville General Hospital's future just got a little clearer. After a nationwide search, its board chose a new CEO, Dr. Veronica Elders. She's the current interim CEO at Nashville General. The search committee said it was critical the hospital try to find the best chief executive possible, and they say the process revealed that person already held the post. Elders took over as interim CEO about a year ago. She stepped in when the previous head executive resigned amid controversy. Supporters say the hospital's finances and employee morale have vastly improved during her short tenure. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.